Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, everybody. Hey, girl.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have two hands raised already in the queue.
Let me just get my ID. Okay, we just wiped past security, and let's get to work. Just got the coffee.
I know.
All right.
We're
doing
it. This is area code 248. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Tanika.
Hi. Can you speak up and say your name again, please?
Tanika.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've spoken with you before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, great. All right. So it's a little noisy where we are, where you are, so we're going to just make our best to make it work. And if you have to mute while we're talking, Elisa, and then unmute, then that's okay, too. What's
okay.
going on? What's on your mind?
I was just calling in today.
Cool.
For
you want a message?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to hear the music, say the word pick, and then I'll read you the message. And at that point, Elisa, if the noise is still going on, you can mute her, and then we can get back to her. So we'll just see how that works. Okay, so let me just pull up the database. I'll tell you when it's up here. Okay, and I'm ready when you guys are. Well, the music picked it for you because I didn't hear you say pick, but that happens sometimes, and that's so good. So,
okay.
All right. So, you didn't say the word pick, right, because I didn't hear you.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Pick. She said it now. All right. So Elisa's going to mute you for a second. I'm going to tell you what the message is, and then we'll unmute you after Elisa and I have reflected on this message for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just mute her because I don't know what's going on back there. Okay, so the number affiliated with this message is 926. And here's the message that even though you didn't say pick and the music picked it, it's the message that's meant for you. And this is something that happens with messages, so it's really not a big deal. The discomfort of taking the reactions of others personally is a reminder from Source to pay attention and awaken to the choice to not do so. So whatever might be going on where how people are around you, responding to you, being triggered by you, just or even just being in your presence and, you know, you're innocently in their presence, however that they're reacting, however uncomfortable that is for you, it's a reminder for you to pay attention and to realize that you can choose not to take it personally. It's within your power to allow it to affect you or not. And I will turn this over to Elisa. The number is 926.
Oh, I thought you were going to read it again. But
oh, let me read it again. My bad. Oops. I you know what? Because we had to swipe and start the job, I didn't have the first sip of coffee.
I'm sorry.
The discomfort of taking the reactions of others personally. See, I just took your reaction personally. Like, why'd you have to come at me like that? I'm just kidding.
Come on now.
Why you had to tell me to repeat it? I'm just kidding. Damn, I thought, wow, really?
Lord.
Okay, did I lose my place? Oh, here it is. The discomfort of taking the reactions of others personally is a reminder from Source to pay attention and awaken to the choice to not do so. 926. Okay. That's right. She's like, now my girl, she's jumping in. So you don't need backup. She's good. She'll call you if she needs you. She's got her little biker jacket on. Yeah,
Sophia's so tough. I know. She's purring right now. So anyway,
that's right. She knows.
926, with that message, it helps for me to hear it again, definitely. The 926, these numbers, you think of the 9, and it's a very impersonal number because it's a big picture number. So it can't focus in on one particular thing. That's not the point. That 9 is about embracing or encompassing, not necessarily embracing, there's an opportunity to embrace. But the 9 has to do with everything. When I talk about it being big picture, that's what it is. It's everything. So you can't get hung up on one aspect of it, because it has to do with everything, and there's a flow to it that allows for everything. So sometimes that's overwhelming for people, and that's why number nine is not always an easily received number, especially for people who may have studied numerology or who have had some numerology stuff done. I'm like, oh, that 9 just means a lot, a lot of endings, but it's not. It just means a higher perspective. So a lot of times the things that are ending, when you finally see it, is some of your misperceptions of what was actually going on. So that 9 is what starts off. So what's interesting is the sequence of numbers, 9, 2, 6. 2, we could say as something that is connecting those two numbers. The 2 is definitely a bridge. It usually has to do with partnerships and cooperation. So that's just this connectivity between the 2, the 9 and the 6. Now you look at the 6, it's an upside down 9, but that 6 is personal. 6, as you know, for people who have listened to the show, that 6 is a very loving number. Not that the 9 isn't loving, but it's so big that a lot of people don't associate it necessarily with that personal, love, that attention, because it's a bigger picture love. It's a feel, it's a vibe that flows versus the 6, which may be very directed, very specific. With a particular person or a group, usually it has to do with that sense of a smaller community, whereas the 9 has to do with the community at large, the world at large. So when you have these two numbers that are connected, now this 2, in my head I was thinking about that whole sequence and how the 2 can sometimes be such a throwaway number, considering, it's just about connecting. But it is about connecting, and that's pretty important. The flow has to be received both ways, not just, go from the 9 to 6. But in a sense, that's how it starts off. That's how we're reading it. It didn't go 6 to 9. It's 9 to 6. So you have to come from a higher perspective when you're receiving information, and then you take it, personally, so to speak. But that 2 is a reminder that it's reception and receptivity goes both ways. So you can't have two things connected and think, well, it's only a one-way street. That's all there is to it. Because if you can see it, you can go there. So a 6 needs to be looking at that 9, reminding itself, wow, I have this great love for the things that I know. Let's say, put it that way, for things that I know, things that are familiar. I have it's easy to love something like that that's close to you, like your family or your pets or whatever. But when you can take that information and say, well, how am I actually with other people with bigger picture ideas, including yourself, because they're showing me that you can be specific, like I was talking about, but then you have to take that perspective and see, well, how does this love flow? Because there are things that you can do that's very kind for other people, but you may not know that you have a direct link to that. Like, you may not know that your actions, volunteering, that seems to be an easy type of example. When you're volunteering to do something depending on the project, you know, sometimes you're just one part of a long process, but it's something that needs to be done. One example can be people working like at a soup kitchen. Like, you can't feed enough of these people to make sure they never go hungry ever again.
Mm.
But for that day, for that moment, you are there, you're providing a service, and you hopefully you're also seeing the gratitude, you know, the relief, you know, relief would be a big word for people. If you've ever done a soup kitchen, you know, they know that that's their game. That's what they have to do for right now. But thank God you're here for right now. Thank God there's a shelter. Thank God there's food and sustenance and there's people who care about them.
Mm.
Even if it's just for that, you know, for that little brief moment of time, that's time out of a 24-hour day where they don't have to fear for themselves. They can relax. They can, you know, recharge. They can literally get food in and get nurtured. So, but you can't be there 24/7. Like, you personally can't do it, but you with a group of people can sustain that hour by hour, you know, and day by day. So that's where we talk about bigger picture concepts. So it may start with this idea, like, I need to take care of XYZ. I need to take care of somebody, or I have this to give. And that small action repeated a lot of times and just done with love, you have no idea how that action can affect someone that you did not know, but maybe that helped them get out of whatever they're getting, whatever they need to get out of to improve their situation. And then they pay it forward, you know, something like that. That's the beauty of those energies, that 9 and the 6. They are similar, but their approach is from a different direction. But I think the overall vibe is that, you know, this is a way to take care of things. So when we're talking about moving it outward, it's like, oh, I, you know, so you can't take it personally if someone at the soup kitchen is like, well, you know, I can't do bread because I'm gluten-free or whatever. You know, you're like, yeah, it's bread, you know.
Is that gluten-free?
You
know,
gluten-free?
I don't think so many people are going to be gluten-free if they're in the soup kitchen. All of a sudden, that microbiotic, all of a sudden... is that locally? Is this farm to table?
Right.
But that goes out the window real quick.
When you talk about taking things personally, I think when you can have that bigger perspective, then you're like, I can loosen up on that. Like, that's not that big of a deal. So sometimes, like, the things that are happening that you think are being done to you, in the bigger picture, you realize, wow, that's just the flow of things.
Right.
So if you want to stand out and be like, well, I need my, you know, my gluten-free whatever, and this is just really just picking on some people who are gluten-free. It's not that big of a deal. It's just an example. So some of the things that we can take personally, like, oh, I can't believe you served me that.
Yeah.
In the bigger picture, if you're able to look at that and not be in the moment right there, you'd be like, you know, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. You know, thank you, or whatever the case may be. Like, Liz gives out these little blessing bags with a little granola bar and you know, some stuff in it, like, you know, some change, and she gives it to people she sees as she's walking the streets in New York City, just going about her day, and she sees people who may be really, really hungry, or they just look like they could use a little bit of help. She just gives it to them. But she's not thinking, well, you better eat that. Or if they receive it, they're like, well, why does she assume something about me? I'm just, you know, I just dress this way. Who knows? You don't want to get into those details, but, you know, the flow just goes, and either they receive it or they don't. But it's interesting how we tend to look at how other people are going to respond to see if our actions were worthy.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be the case. So that 9-2-6. Those are all such really beautiful numbers, and they all have ways of supporting and nurturing and loving. But one is very, very personal and can, as a result, be taken the wrong way. So then it's like, again, to this cycle of never being good enough, or, you know, whatever that is can be lacking because, I'm not getting the response that I'm expecting from you. So I got to try harder. Or then I'll grow to resent you because you're not receiving it. So that 9 starting off just says, hey, be sure to look at the bigger picture. You're part of it, but you're not all of it.
Mm.
So I'm going to put her back on.
Yeah, just while she left. So we won't take it personally.
We are. Stop. All right, so you're back on. So now we have to get a little quieter, a little bit.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was joking. I was just like, we won't take it personally if you decided just to hear the message and like it all. But how did that? So it's interesting because the message really picked you. Did that apply?
Uh-huh. Yes, it did.
Mm. Wow. And mm-hmm. How do you feel now?
I feel much better because I had a situation where I moved from Michigan, where me and my supposedly friend I've been knowing for 8 years, we moved to Georgia. She went back to Michigan. So I felt like she abandoned me, you know. And my kids are in Alabama. I wanted to move closer to them. And so I stayed, and I just felt like she left me because things wasn't really working out the way she wanted to for her. So.
Right.
Mm.
And I took
it very personal.
I was just going to say, and it's likely, and then we'll cut you loose because it's noisy, but just what I'm picking up, it's likely that there was something going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes that you're not even aware of. There's something, mm-hmm. And it's not a malicious thing. It's just sometimes if somebody is really hurting or going through something very private and very personal, all the uh-huh. information isn't going to be revealed. I think there's something that you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why it's confusing. And then, of course, you're going to think, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it will be revealed on a need-to-know basis, and right now isn't the time. But I think sooner than later, you'll get clarity. But I'm so glad you thought to give us a call to give you some perspective mm-hmm. on this. Mm-hmm. I can already tell that your energy is shifting in a much more grounded place. I can already see it. So that's good. Yeah, that's good. And are you part of a spiritual group or a church group? Is there some sort of, why am I getting that there is some sort of event, gathering? Are you part of something or do you know people? Why am I getting, I'm picking up some sort of...
I would like to. I've been in search of.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Finding.
Yeah. So, okay. So, because I'm seeing that means pursue it. That they're kind of like a home base
mm-hmm.
for you. Okay.
Okay.
So seek that out because it's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would I ask you that? I'm like, I'm seeing it. I'm like, wait a minute. There's some sort of connection there for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. so seek that out, and if you're up to giving us an update about whatever, please do. We're here.
Okay.
All right,
thank
dear.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, take care.
All right, take care, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we got two more hands raised.
Lolita's crazy. She's like sending us crazy texts during the show. All right, stop it.
She is in the queue, but she's not up next. Let's see. We have... area code 312. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Hello. My name is Karen. I'm from Chicago.
From where?
Okay.
Chicago.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted to visit that city. As a New Yorker, I'm like, that's like a cousin. I know so many great people from Chicago. One day I'll get there. So first-time caller, I imagine, correct, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So welcome to our crazy show. we're asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
And if you can provide your date of birth, we don't need the year, just the month and the day.
Oh, sure, 3/31.
Oh, girl. Uh-huh. It's your birthday. Go, Karen.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Okay, so... if we really knew, you would have said shorty, but because we're trying to be all, nice. And what are you needing today? What's going on?
I want to see what you see for the career front. I just started a new job, and I'm getting weird vibes, so see what you guys pick up.
Okay. Mm. Well, you just started the job.
Yes.
So it could be... interesting, because our last caller, I don't know if you were listening, but the message was very interesting because the discomfort of taking the reactions of others personally is a reminder from source to pay attention and awaken to the choice to not do so. right? So you're like you're like the new kid in the classroom.
Exactly.
So what I'm sensing is the real you to be revealed, whether it's a professional or social type of situation. I'm feeling that you're the type of person that it takes a little while, maybe longer than most. But that's just how you're wired. That's just who you are. I wouldn't go as far as to say the strong, silent type, but it's not like you're on the party bus working the first one to get to the pole. You know, you're not there spraying the Pam cooking spray on the pole so that you can do your moves, you know, a little bit easier.
No,
that's
exactly,
not you.
No.
That's
no.
Not, you're not there like, you know, figuring,
no.
Don't even ask me why that came out of my mouth. It just did.
No.
So,
no.
So you're being a little hard on yourself because that's not who you are. You're not wired that way. And you're entering a space. I'm also sensing that it's not like a huge, it's not like you can sort of be anonymous there. Am I sensing that it's a smaller type of?
Correct.
Yes, I'm getting that.
Correct.
So,
yeah,
so
it's a smaller company than I'm used to.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'm used to bigger companies.
Exactly.
It's a smaller.
So what it is that you see, because there was comfort in you knew how to do that. You knew kind of how to slip in and do your job and keep it moving, or slip in and, you know, be kind of in the background, not to hide, but you like to observe. You don't like to be observed. You don't want to be observed, but you like to watch and see what's going on. You have a very active imagination, and just because you're the strong, silent type, it doesn't mean that there's not this incredible inner life. Some people just wire it that way, and I would imagine if you haven't tried it, I would imagine that you would be pretty skilled as a writer.
Yes,
but,
correct.
Thank you.
Correct, I do. Yes, I do that on the side.
Girl.
Mm.
Yes. So, thank you for confirming that for me. So, there is also that desire to continue with that. So, this is kind of getting you out of your comfort zone. So it's not the weirdness is just you're uncomfortable. And everybody else is just going about their stuff. Of course, you are going to feel sort of that energy of being the new kid in class, and you don't have the comfort of being buried in a big corporate or big many workers in an environment. But you know, there is the saying, life begins when you get out of your comfort zone. And this may trigger some inspiration for your writing. Not literally that you're going to write about this circumstance, but emotionally what it's bringing up in you will color your writing, will enhance your writing. It will deepen your creativity. And I think it's more... you're just not used to the light being sort of cast on you, the spotlight being cast on you, and it's not really a spotlight. You're just used to being comfortable, you know, peripherally. So,
yeah. So
just know that they're just going about their lives, doing their job, and it's just a matter of you understanding that every day that you're there, you're just going to get more comfortable. You're being a little hard on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, I think you're going to be okay. And I would also focus the writing as a way, really embrace and ask your writing to support and ground you during this process. I know that sounds weird, but I think it makes sense to you the way that I'm saying it.
Yes, I understand that.
Great. And so you're going to be, I hang in there because I think I think the job is good for you because it will support the writing that you want to do as opposed to being in a different work environment. And I think whether it's conscious or unconscious, I think a little bit of both, I think that was one of the reasons why this job on the surface appealed to you. And then And then without really giving yourself a chance, Karen, you're like, uh-oh, did I just do something I'm going to regret? You're not going to regret it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And I'm just going to see if Elisa has anything to jump
okay.
in. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you great things from Liz there. The especially with your birth date, what's coming in is that you are in a, right now you're in a cycle, number 7 year cycle. So seven was since last March has kind of been the vibration that you've been in, and seven is definitely more introverted, introspective. You're kind of just keeping to yourself and doing a lot of inner work. But you're not keen on exactly sharing that with everybody. But see, with your birthday coming up, you go from a 7 year into an 8 personal year. And 8 is about manifesting. So all the things you're kind of tweaking internally, maybe, you know, reassessing, reevaluating all the stuff you've been doing this past year. Now you have an opportunity to express that. Now, again, given the nature of who you are, if you're like more low key, it may not be like this, you know, confetti and you know, a big announcement. But this whole year coming up from March to March of next year, that some of the plans and ideas that you've been working on, you're going to start seeing benefits of just being steady and working, including with this job where right now it feels a little strange. I think you understand on that level, it's a bit of an adjustment, obviously, but the nature of who you are means that you actually do like the variety. You just wish you had a little bit more control over it.
Yeah,
But that's partly why your writing allows you to address some of those issues, whether it's, you know, fiction or nonfiction or whatever the case may be. It allows you to address that, but a lot of that is really, it's for you. But when you show up and when you have to interact with other people, there's obviously a wisdom, because anyone who sits around and kind of observes people, they pick up on a lot of different things. So you have things to share. You have patterns, you know, just stories and patterns and things like that you can share in a way that could either draw people in or make them really like, wait a minute, what was going on there? You know, so you have, there's a lot of power in how you want to present your stories and also how you want to verbally connect with other people. So this year coming up with an 8, there's a big push to kind of put yourself out there more so than you have been this past year. Because it's time. Like, you can't continue to kind of stay behind the scenes as much as you have been, and maybe that transition from this work, this new job, is kind of ushering that in. So be okay with a little bit of a learning curve, and a little bit of expanding beyond your comfort zone, because you have so much more that you can share, and who knows where that's going to take you and the other types of people that you've probably been wanting to connect with. And now you will be able to. So good luck to you, and congratulations on the new job, and happy early birthday.
Thank you.
It's going to be an up-tempo year. And just be aware of opportunities coming your way. You still always have a choice, but just be aware that there are things presenting themselves to you. And if you're feeling up for it, then take the chance and see where it takes you.
Okay.
And
thank you so much.
Thanks for finding us, first-time caller, and feel free to give us an update. We're on 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. All right, darling. Thanks for finding us.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Take care.
Yep.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah. And it's great. It's only going to – the discomfort really is going to enhance the writing. So it's an opportunity, which is good.
I agree. All right, now we have a couple more hands raised, but this one is Lolita. Good morning.
Just started texting me crazy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I come with many chai.
I actually thought of you this weekend because one of my coaching clients had an audition for a play. And he is actually of Indian descent. His family is from India, but he's very Americanized. So he had to audition for a role of a newly transplanted person from India going into this very funny situation in New York. It's for a play that's going to open off Broadway. And I was just I was just cracking up thinking of you when he was doing that. And I told him, I said, I have my friend, her name's Lolita, she's crazy. She's a Brahmin, so, you know, he's like, oh, wow, she's one step above us, because he's like the one right, the one below Brahmin. Just was laughing. I was just laughing so hard. It just made me think of you. And apparently he texted me yesterday, and his audition went very well. So hopefully he booked it. But it just made me smile because the way that you call in, it puts a smile on my face. Anyway, so we got India in the house. How are you, beautiful?
Doing good. I don't have to work this morning, so I'm
That's
gonna.
That's why she happy.
Me and Tamina are in the car on their way to on the track. We're gonna go walking. She can go running.
Good.
That's
funny.
Hi, tell her hi.
Hey.
He's here.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning. But what's so great is that this is the second time that you called us on this, you know, revised schedule. And when you used to call us when it was kind of, you know, part of work, the difference, I mean, wipe that smile off your face. Like, you are, like, the joy of you calling this time and the last time, because it's not that you are in that, okay, like, I'm in this situation that I have to tough it out or whatever. Like, there's joy that you guys are going to the track, not the racetrack, but the track. I know you wish it was the racetrack, but that's another show. I think that's great that you are including playfulness and play within the course of your workday. It's so important. And it's an investment, really, you know.
It's not about working as many hours anymore. Like, I was like, okay, I need to work this many hours. Now it's like, I know that I cannot push myself, and I'll have to figure out the other way to make ends meet. But this is all I'm doing for right now.
Girl, it's work smarter, not harder. And it's great that you had to, although you – look, we all saw it before you even started. You even saw it when I said that you know, okay, I see this, and this. And you're like, yeah, I do too, but I got to keep it moving. I'm like, of course. But there's one thing to see it and pick up on it energetically, but we still kind of have to walk the walk. So that's what you did. And I respect and commend you for it, you know, to get to the point, almost parallel a little bit to our last caller, Karen, where it's like feeling that discomfort of being the new person at the workplace in an environment that's not the most ideally comfortable or one that she's used to. She's used to being able to blend with a lot more people, and this is she's not able to do that. So she's getting out of her comfort zone, and the same way that you got out of your comfort zone, now you have greater clarity. So you walk the walk. And that's investment.
Yeah.
It's a form of investment. Does that make sense when I say it like that?
No, absolutely it does. I mean, it definitely does. I had to do a couple things to help me. You know how you just have to rearrange certain things?
Of course.
Like, okay, what we got to pay and do this. Okay, I'll do this. I'll do this. And
be
then,
creative.
You know, yeah, and then the summertime, I'm just like, well, I'll just have to do this to take care of this bill, and then that way I can at least keep my sanity and my peace for a little bit.
You will this season, but you haven't experienced, and it makes sense. How could you? Basically, you're still in the sort of beta phase of your business. It just opened, really. So this summer is really going to show you that the seeds have taken root.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah. You just got to stop, you know, and not that you're doing it as much. You're much, much better, and you have redirected your energy onto yourself. It's very healthy. And as long as you have that faith, you know that it's all underground, taking root, And then, you know, yesterday was a yesterday technically, I don't know what's happening in Atlanta with the weather, but yesterday technically was the first day of spring. So you know, moving forward, you are stepping into your season, and you can take that literally and figuratively. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And that's,
yeah.
I guess I'm so ready. Like, it's like over and overdrive, but I'm trying to relax that anxiousness and, you know, just be like, okay.
Well,
put it,
yeah. Right, well, put it into the track. So it's
yeah.
good that you're going to put it into physical exercise.
Yeah, yesterday was like an interesting day, too. I think for many of us here, we were just ready to go outside. And I sat outside in front of the store with my book, that, you know, and I'm learning a new deck. I got my first Inner Child Tarot deck that I'm working on, and I'm
oh nice.
I'm loving it. So I'm really in trying to understand that deck and learn how to play with it, so that way I can use that, and it just fits me with who I am, like all about the inner child.
That's beautiful.
And so, yeah, so I'm using that for right now. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's all handled. Just
yeah.
Just tell yourself.
Yeah.
It's all handled and be in the moment. You know, so it's good that with your homegirl, you're in the car, you're driving like a maniac, because I know how you drive, and you, she is such a thug. She's on the phone. She's screaming at other drivers. She's drinking her coffee. Girl, she got so much going on. That's not a car. It's a studio apartment, but whatever. She got a disco ball coming down. Come on. She got a stripper pole in the back. Anyway. But that's crazy.
Hilarious.
That you just turn it over. So that's good. You sound great. So
well, thank you.
Yeah, you do. You do. So we always love hearing from you.
Can I
Yes.
Yeah, the message on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Ask me. Can you ask me in a Hindu accent?
My name is Joy Chetara.
My mouth sticks. I don't know what else to say. Okay. So Lolita doesn't do. Aluparata. Lolita doesn't do music. So you just say pick. I'm already connecting to your energy. I'm on the database. Whenever you're ready, just say pick. Connecting.
Pick.
Okay. The number for this, affiliated with this message, Elisa, is 908. Oh, my God. I love this message for you. Okay. Really receive this, Lolita. Miracles are abundant as you are conscious of aligning to sources infinite flow. Old patterns are transformed into wisdom, peace, and clarity. That's fabulous. I have to read it again. Miracles are abundant as you are conscious of aligning to sources infinite flow. Old patterns are transformed into wisdom, peace, and clarity. 908. And even if you just remember the last three words of the message, that, or if you even wrote that down and you know, or put it on your phone as a screensaver, or put it on a post-it at the store, wisdom, peace, and clarity.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, and 908, I'm going to turn it over to Elisa. Very good message for you.
I like how the messages we've had today, and I'll start with a 9.
Oh, that's
it
true.
Says, look at the bigger picture. Look at the bigger picture. And so this message is good for everyone to hear. This is so many things happening here where you are looking in the bigger picture. Then again, you're not sucked into one little aspect of it, you know. Unless you decide to do that, unless you decide to focus on one thing in the corner that seems a little off. Because that's what you've trained yourself to see. So when we're talking about old patterns, like this message has mentioned, they become wisdom, right? Once you like lighten up that intensity of, well, that's something wrong right there. It just means it's drawing your attention. But in the bigger picture, is that necessarily wrong? you know, so now you have to, like, again, kind of reel it back in and look at from that higher perspective. So what you would normally think of as, oh, there's something off there, means what is it connected to? All of this other stuff. And maybe that's just the time for you to say, okay, then, so that's what I need to pay attention to for a moment, but not to linger on it, because otherwise I'll just, you know, keep hammering it in like I normally do. But when with the universe, with this 908, this is about the universal flow that then takes form into whatever we end up manifesting from it. So you have a higher perspective, and then all of a sudden it goes into that zero, which is what some would call the void, but it's everything. So that's what's connecting the 9 and the 8, everything. No big deal, it's everything. So the 8 then, when we take, you know, at the very end of that, that we're now looking at what we've already manifested, what we've created, and also what's on the horizon to be created, that has yet to be created. There's this is like the message and a number sequence of infinite possibilities, but not so overwhelming that you feel daunted by it. It should be this, like you're, like how you said right now, this sense of joy, this sense of, I'm ready, you know, but not too eager to push it, because you got to still trust that the universe is going to flow the way it needs to flow. But this is a great time. I think my cousin Anna always talks about when you're feeling in this state of just feeling really good, really blissful, like that's when you want to start putting your asks out, when you want to start putting these things into motion. And where are all my dreams? What is it I want to do? Because that feeling of being invincible, unstoppable, that's the sort of stuff you want to create with, not with this fear of, is it going to work? Is it going to be enough? You know, it's heavy. It can be heavy, even if you're creating. So this is that sequence. And what a beautiful message. And, you know, I see some things, you know, definitely with your energy and with that ice cream shop, which is, you know, right now it's like, if you look at that one picture of your shop and what's happened in the last few months, how you think, oh, man, this is going to be really hard. But then you have to think about the opportunities that are coming up. The Brave Stadium is going to be put up. It's already focused a lot of attention on that side of town.
Really?
So the Brave Stadium, it's moving to Marietta. Yeah.
Well, see, Lolita, are you like Walmart who?
All that stuff is happening.
Oh,
I mean,
I had no idea. Hello.
So it's about 20. It's in the Cumberland area and that whole area. The game's already going to begin, but that's a whole different area.
It is. But you know what? It's you still have people that live in your area that will go to those Braves games and will come back. You know.
Okay, you tell her, Lisa.
So what she's saying, basically, because Liz has finally has been in this area, where you are staying in your hotel is very close to where that Braves Stadium is going to be.
Oh! That's not far.
But, you know, so, and trust me, there are people who will drive downtown to see the Braves. So, I mean, just saying there's a flow that's going to be concentrated for the next few months in that area. So there's nothing wrong with reminding people, hey, when you get back from that Braves game, come on by. Or before you go to the Braves game, or as you're taking your kids, come on by. Because you got plenty of people in your area. So think of these different opportunities. There's going to be a flow that you could also very easily, I would say, you can direct. And, you know, you got your wizard roommate who can help you with that kind of stuff too, you know. Just putting it out there. So everyone's trying to take advantage of that opportunity, and I wouldn't see why you couldn't do it either.
Yeah, Lolita, jump on that marketing. You know, whether it's a radio spot or see who has a hookup with what. I mean, jump on that. You're not that far.
Okay.
The fact that you said it's a whole other area. Let's just count. Can we cancel that, please?
Sure.
Yeah, look at her.
Mm-hmm. When she's ready. But the thing is that I'm just saying that's just one of many opportunities.
Yeah, that's not the only one.
I mean, that's not the only one.
Well,
I'm
laughing right now, really internally, because I had a customer that who we have to perform an exorcism on. She just kept on telling me, I don't know why I hear Braves. Can you move up to the Braves?
Hello.
Not until the rent goes down to $1,000. They want $4,000 to $5,000 just for a month. It will eat me alive.
So, I mean, yeah. Anytime you advertise with a big, like a major league team, it's going to be, you know, you got to drop some money for that. But
yeah,
there are other ways to still, you know,
there are other
ways on that. And I think anytime you've got the city of Philadelphia kind of plastered all over your shop. So, you know, there's already a vibe for people who are into, you know, the teams or whatever. There's just ways to make those connections. But also, Lolita, you're selling ice cream. You're selling sweet stuff. That's good stuff. Everybody wants that kind of stuff. So just think about the possibility.
Be open.
Instead of trying to, you know, well, it's going to cost it. So just think about that, because I think it's not as far away as...
No, maybe she has to date a player or two. You know, there are ways of being creative, girl. I'll just leave you with that.
Hilarious.
All right, I'll just leave you with that. Have fun at the track.
Well, do. You guys have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye.
Well, do. Bye. Love you.
Yep.
That's funny.
It's good to end the call laughing, because sometimes you're so in it, you can't really, you just kind of see like what's right in front of you. And I know it wasn't anticipated. There's a Walmart in walking distance that's, I think, going out of business.
Yeah, they've already closed.
They've closed, but you just don't know what's going to go in its place, and you don't know about other things. So it's, you know, it's hard to see the forest from the trees, but to end the call with her laughing is a good investment. So we'll just leave it there. Okay. So do we have anybody else in the queue?
One more call.
Okay. We are working OT. Girl.
Area code 608. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Laura, are you a first-time caller, or have we spoken with you before?
No, it's first time.
So we've had two first-time callers today. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for finding us. So we're going to ask for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Okay.
And if you can just give Elisa your date of birth. We don't need the year, just the month and the day.
1/26.
Okay. So what's going on, honey? What are you needing today?
So I'm a intuitive as well.
Okay.
Psychic. And I've had some, the last year has been very, 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 very trying.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my self-confidence is lacking, and I'm so not that person.
Right.
And I'm looking for some clarity. Like, I'm ready to, like, run and not do this anymore.
Mm.
Okay. Will you, have you been, in the past, or even present, but, did you have a couple of clients that you were working with?
I have a lot of clients I work with.
Okay. is there one in particular that experienced a death? I'm getting that, was there somebody in your circle that had a traumatic experience with the loss of a child? Why am I getting that? Or somebody with a very childlike energy. Let's just put it like that, because I'm just feeling the energy.
Okay. Yeah, I understand energy. Yeah. I don't know. I get a lot of those.
Plus, you have
I'm
a lot of
exorcist.
Those?
Yeah, I'm an exorcist too, so I
deal with
a lot of that.
Okay, so, too. Okay, because, well, that's crazy that you just said what you said, because when I had, the reason why I had asked the question about a young soul, whether it was somebody with a very childlike energy or somebody that was traumatized by the loss of the child, was that the reason why I asked was that I was getting that there was like an attachment to you, meaning that the reason why you're feeling so drained is that I got a sense that one of those energies kind of, you know, the darkness gravitates toward the light, so that something has attached, and I was feeling that it was in the form of a very childlike energy. slash entity, whatever. That's not my field of expertise, mm-hmm. but I was sensing that attachment.
Well, this is the second one then in like a month, because I had another one attached to me as well.
Okay,
this stuff doesn't happen. Like, I don't attach, these things don't attach to me. They fall off. So what I want to know is, why are they attaching to me all of a sudden? Like, what's going on? Because it's taking me down. It's like...
No. It's that I'm going to give you this analogy. If you were the average person that didn't acknowledge an inner spiritual life, just the average person thinking that life is just a 9-to-5, you go home, you watch TV, you go to bed. If that was the case for you, which of course it is, you would probably end up with a chronic illness. You don't have that. So recognize that this is draining you, but it hasn't taken you down the way it would have taken down an average person that was closed off or even aware that there was an inner spiritual life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So what I recommend, and maybe Lisa, you could if you could type in your email address or get it to us somehow, or you can email, I'll give you our email address. It's loablend@gmail.com. And I want to email you Lolita and Adam's contact information, because they specialize in this stuff. I think it's out of the realm of our expertise, but I could see that there was an energy attaching to you. I could see that much.
Can you tell me this?
Yes.
Can you, like, if I were to say the person that I think it is, would you be able to confirm?
I don't want to guess at
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm getting a young energy, which doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. mean chronological. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I get a young energy, and I will say this much. I'm getting, it's interesting, I'm getting male, but not typical male, meaning not stereotypical male. I'm getting a very sensitive male energy. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so you can confirm it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So that, I don't want to put that out there, but I love that you can confirm it energetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let me turn this over to Lisa so she can speak on what's happening this year that ties into your personal year. And then please email us, loablend@gmail.com, and I will send you, I'm telling you, I've had an in-person session with Reverend Adam, and he specializes in what you're talking about. So if you want that information, we'll be happy to send that out to you. But I'll flip this over to Lisa now. You're very strong.
Yeah.
You're very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, I mean, it sounds like because you went through all the crazy stuff you went through, and by the way, last year you were in a number 9 personal year, so it was an end of a cycle of 9 years. So it kind of makes sense that the game has changed a little bit, because when you end a cycle of 9 years, that's a lot of growth and expansion, and all of a sudden it's like now you're ready for something new, but there's still some other stuff that's still literally and figuratively hanging on. So as we expand where you're into now in your number 1 personal year, it's an opportunity to define and redefine who you are moving forward and where you want to go. And so all the work that you've done in service for other people, and I don't know, I'm sure you've done it a long time. I don't know how many years, but you know, any of this stuff can take its toll. If you're not able to, showing me this cycle, you know, if you're not able to just continue to release, recharge, take care of yourself, as well as, you know, you have been taking care of your clients at the request. So this is just branching out a little bit. And I do hope you are able to send us some contact information. We can connect you. The person who was just on our call before, her, that's Lolita, her roommate is Reverend Adam. He does a lot of remote work, so it's not, we're, part of the show is based in the Atlanta area. Liz is in New York, but it doesn't matter. The resources we have are pretty neat. But just having somebody who can maybe you can talk to and at least see like what's going on, because it sounds to me like you have quite enough tools in your arsenal to work on it. But the thing is, you don't have to work on it alone. So just I think the questions you would ask him would be more of, you know, how do I take care of myself? How do I prevent this, or what is happening? Because I have these like one-off conversations with him, and I just feel like I learned so much. And it's not in anything in particular that I'm asking. It's just, wow, this is stuff he's worked on. It's really cool. And so the things that you're looking into and the things that are affecting you, that's definitely like outside of our realm of expertise. But this is now a year where you can make those decisions. This is something you want to do. The thing is, if you're that gifted, it's just something you end up doing anyway, whether it's like on mm-hmm. the forefront of what you put out there mm-hmm. every day, or if it's just on the side.
Right. Well, so this man that had done this was an ex-lover of mine, and he died, but we were not on good terms at the time.
Oh.
And so he attached himself to me like a month ago, and now I know he's back again. And this has to be him, because regular clients.
But didn't I say didn't I say at the top of the call about a loss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, he was seriously like 60 when I met him. He was 61, and he was like a 12-year-old boy.
Thank
no
you.
Kidding.
So
unbelievable.
That's what
yeah.
Was. Yeah. So I think this is why. I knew this was this was too complex for the realm of mm-hmm. this internet online radio show.
I just want to know, like, why he's doing this. Like, what's the purpose? Because he was spiritual. Like, he was...
Doesn't matter.
He was intuitive in his own right. Right.
Doesn't
I know,
matter.
But...
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I
it's
just
a way.
To go
it's
away.
A way of still being... It's really simple. It's a way of still being connected to you. It's the way...
I know.
To
it's like he wants my life to be shit, though. Oops. Sorry, I don't think I was supposed to say that.
well, we don't. Well, you really don't know. So I would say it's difficult. It's difficult to not draw conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting. And then we're going to leave it at this because it's really too much. The show is about to end. Okay. It's really about he wants to be held by you. That's it.
I know.
Yeah, you know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay. It's you're not drowning in it. I know it appears like you are, but you're not. So this is why I think you need assistance that really can't be contained on an hour free blog talk internet show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's your choice. Mm-hmm. But that really is the bottom line. So thank
you. Well,
they
told me to call you, so apparently you have the answers, because I thought. Thought it was something
wow.
else, so that's
okay,
cool.
Good.
Thank you.
Good, yeah, and yeah, we're on 3 times a week, so yeah, thank you for calling and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, she's fine. She knows what it is.
She does, and it's just like needing that extra little tweak.
Yeah, and she doesn't
know
what.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, it's verification.
Because I know that when you talk to Reverend Adam, he just has this different viewpoint. You're like, whoa, okay. So I think that would help her tremendously.
Right.
And it would just get some clarity, because it just takes a little bit of digging. Like, she kind of knew.
She
didn't want a confirmation.
Well, she got confirmation.
She probably kind of knows what she needs to do, but she just needs some confirmation. So it's just
a few
extra steps, and so she doesn't have to do it alone.
Yeah.
So that's the connection that we can make for her.
Yeah, if she wants. But at least...
She's an Aquarius, so there's like there's that out of left field kind of viewpoint. You know, she just never knows what's gonna happen. So she will be fine.
She'll be
and
fine.
And I'm feeling that once she is able to make that connection and talk to Reverend Adam or somebody who's like that won't happen anymore.
She needs the support.
You know?
She needs the support. She really needs backup. She needs backup, so I'm glad that it started with us and that we could give some clarity. But I just saw I'm glad that she just verified everything that I saw. Like, that's really helps me because I just go on a limb and just read the pictures that come in. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. All right, so we're going to sign off. But, boy,
I feel like,
is it time to go to happy hour? Wow. Okay. Ooh, we just worked the day shift. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Elisa. Wow, what a busy show. And love it. We talked about everything. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.